in this Friday edition, Out of the Archives, recorded in 2016. It's the intro to a live production that we did from our 35th anniversary held at the Hoopa C R Branch Student Commons Room. The intro, native music, with sound bites from individuals about what they like about KIDE. This mixed with a more recent interview that we had done talking about the value of native media and how it can be used. Enjoy.
One thing I thought was kind of cool was they would allow guest DJs to go over there, and anyone who could go over there and do almost any kind of format that was acceptable that they wanted to have.
What I liked about the radio station is we used to go read books on air so the kids could hear them, like in the early morning. You could hear them going to school on the school bus, or at home, kids that weren't in school could hear stories. And so I'm hoping that we can work with the radio station and start that back up.
What was the first song you ever heard on KIDE radio?
The song I remember hearing first on KIDE was John Lennon's Imagine.
one of the biggest memories I have being the sports announcer was the magical state run that Hoopa had back in the early 2000s, I think 2001. And just talking with people from the community and talking with families about the memories and the feelings that that brought to them, the excitement that each of the game brought, how they might have been going through a bad time, but during those broadcasts and during those games, when that team was making that run, that everything was out the window and that it was just all positive, and the prayers from the whole valley followed that team. And KDE provided that to them.
When I think of KIDE, I think of our Acorn Hotline and getting all of our information and telling us what we need to know within our community and upcoming events, and us just being nosy, and they know everything. It's the same that we call it, Acorn Hotline. This is where we get all of our information. We're nosy people. We want to know what's going on. That's where we get it.
I'm Melody, and this communication issue is not a new issue to our area. Perhaps I need to back up a little bit. And one of my jobs is I teach local history, and this is not a new problem, communication issues in this area, and it has to do with our geography. So when we say our community, we're strung along a narrow valley, river valley, actually two river valleys, and you get news about as fast as the river. And if you run faster than the river, you'll get news quicker. And that's how it used to be 200 years ago. We'd have ridge runners to go from one place to the next with the news. And that was their job. And so their job has changed with the changing technology. You know, there's still a need for news. And so now we have KIDE, which, you know, throughout the airwaves, you can get it instantaneously if you listen to it. And so the choice is not, people are not choosing the local radio station as much as they should. So when they have promotionals like bingo or the local, when they focus on what is the strength of this community, then people tune in. And so the strength of this community happens to be, I think, language and culture. And so when those things get focused on, people listen in because they're listening. Oh, and youth. And when there's anything involved with youth, people want to listen in to their grandkids or their nieces and nephews, and they want to hear from them how they're practicing their community voice. And that's important to people, to have people be able to stand up and speak in some sort of format that the community can hear. Because we oftentimes find ourselves at protests where we have to stand up for our rights, and they usually shove somebody out to the front who is a little more well-spoken and can stand with people and put a framework to a lot of what Tashona said, which was when they see the news live, they get to see it, but they don't understand it. And so what's missing from some of the social media stuff is the framework for which to understand. And so oftentimes what I find myself doing as a teacher in schools, because we haven't watched the same news, is we'll share out what we've seen on social media, or in my case, I still watch network news, and we share out what the news that we've seen, and then they expect me to put some kind of, they trust me to put some kind of framework together for them to understand what just went on.
So, I will be gone. It will fall to you to carry the joy of my surrendered spirit to the wind, to carry the heritage of our people in the vibration of the drum. The echo of our song will be given back to creation as a sacred offering in unison with the ground beneath our naked feet. Soon, it will fall to you, and your song given to creation will be my companion. And there, across the veil, I will find you, and there I will dance with you once again.
I enjoyed it when they had all the tribal council meetings on the radio. We used to listen to them, and a lot of times something would come up and my dad would be really interested in it. It would have something to do with him, so next thing you know, we'd be listening to him on the radio because he would run to the meetings, and it's pretty entertaining.
Thank you.
And I will always commend KIDE for providing local sports for our community. And I'd like to thank them for that opportunity that I had to be a part of that.
And then that's kind of what I see KIDE could be doing, is putting a framework on some of the local news or some of the national news and how it affects us. That's what people need to know. How does it affect us? That's the question of the day that goes clear back to 200 years ago. How does this news affect us? So then with the changing times of the social media and the lack of a framework, people are more informed, but they're less knowledgeable. That's what I find as a teacher. And so what I like about this radio station and what I like about the newspaper is that it oftentimes focuses on things that are important to me, and it reminds me of what's important to me, so that when I am faced with the national news's latest trauma, I can shut that off and turn to the local news and go, phew, this is where things make sense, and I can still tune in to listen to the word of the day, which was something that was very popular this summer with our youth that were involved this past summer, or I can listen to the hits of 1970. What do you have in your collection? You know, it reminds me, it makes me feel safe. It makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel like this is home. And, you know, I don't really care that KIDE doesn't have some of the latest music. That's not important to me. What is important to me is that they reinforce the values of this community and make us feel safe and, you know, make it make sense as to what's going on in the outer world.
The Friday edition is a production of KIDE, Hoopa Tribal Radio.
This program was produced in 2015, mixed with another interview done in 2017.
Music by various artists, Brian Tripp's songs, used with his permission. The producer and engineer has been Joseph Orozco. Lead producer, KIDE. It has been an honor and a pleasure. I appreciate you listening. Taskia. Day, 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 day.